What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kim on a whim.
Ryan, you and I have been out of the dating scene for a little bit, you longer than I have been. But I found this clip interesting. It's gone viral. It involves Charlie Kirk, who I'm sure you know about, and these two guys who, it sounds like they just started up a podcast, and Charlie says that he's like, I never even heard of these guys, you know, but they're younger and they're trying to get their start. And so he's like, I have a soft spot for people, the podcasters. And so he agreed to go on their show, and they start talking about dating and who should be covering the bill, the check on the first date. Listen to this interaction between Charlie and these two podcasters.
Women want to be able, they want to be taken care of. I know this is like super provocative, but like deep down, they want a man to be able to provide for them financially.
Should a man pay on the first date?
100%. Like, what kind of a wuss beta male is splitting the check? But like, who are you? It's like, I'm just sorry. It's
wait,
so,
what's,
I would go into debt and like, wait, pay, like scrub dishes before a woman
I split the check quite a lot.
So quite a lot. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. You guys are great. That's incomprehensible to me. I think that's
to me. I thought it was a great financial decision.
So from your prism, I totally get that, and like you have really good financial discipline. I'm sorry, like I would be so humiliated if
I find that to be
the greatest beta male like humiliation
to save money.
To like the idea that a woman that you're trying to court. Now, if it's like a friend
as a first date, you don't even know if she's like
matter.
The quality.
It does not matter. I'm sorry. By the way, that money you save is not worth the honor that you compromise.
See, it is such a big deal.
It's a massive deal.
He did not hold back at all, which, by the way, I appreciate. I'm curious from a man's perspective to get your thoughts on this, because mine have changed over the years.
I am so cheap, but I would never once consider letting the date pay, not once ever. And I'm as cheap as they get. Never would I allow that to happen. You have changed your opinion on
this? A little bit. So I went on a first date. I mean, this is like 15 years ago when I was living in Des Moines. And I remember I stupidly offered to split the check with the guy. And I think I ended up even paying for it. Or maybe, I don't know if I offered to pay for it or offered to split it. I ended up paying for it. And he said yes. Now, it was my mistake that I even offered. But the fact that he allowed me to do it. I mean, I feel kind of bad because for guys, I think sometimes they fall into this trap of the woman offering and they feel like, oh, well, maybe she will feel disrespected if I don't allow her to do. And that really is part of the problem in today's society. There's so many feminists out there who are saying, you know, well, I should be able to open the door myself, and I don't need you to open the door for me, and I don't need you to pay my check, and all these different things. You know, it's about like, if, you know, I can do anything, you can do. And so I think it creates confusion for men because in some cases they're trying to be respectful to the women and honor that. But then the woman, in some cases, will get upset if the guy actually allows her to pay. And mm-hmm. things have really changed in society. So I probably was more in the camp of, oh, it's not a huge deal if the woman splits the check. Because to that guy's point, you don't really know him, you know? But now I have changed my mind and I over the last number of years. And I'm like, no, you're right. You should, if you're courting someone, you should absolutely be picking up the check. Now, down the road, you've been dating for a while. You're an established couple. I can totally get why maybe you would split the bill or she would pay for it at some point. But 100% in the beginning, I believe the guy should be paying for it. And it's funny to hear that younger guy say, well, what are you talking about? I'm trying to save money. I'm trying to be financially savvy. I thought that was the appropriate move for me to make here.
Yeah, the traditional way of doing it is you need to be able to show you can provide for this person because you want that person to, you know, be a mother and take care of your kids. So you have to take care of everything else financially. So the traditional way is to say, this is a small token to prove that I am capable of doing this by paying for this meal. Now, if you go back to, let's say when we're first dating, and I don't know how long you've been married for, but even if you go back, like if you think 20 years ago, like when you're really younger, things were a lot cheaper back then when it came to going out. And imagine today going out and it's like $80 for two people, then I'm guessing maybe that's where they're coming from. It's a lot more expensive to take someone out for a date. But back in my day, if you spent $50, that was a ton of money on two people. That was like, whoa, man, I could go to Texas Roadhouse and get a Texas-sized meal with ribs and a steak for $15, like back in the day. And go ahead, you can have as many rolls as you like. Put on that cinnamon butter, baby.
I love it. Cinnamon butter.
Enjoy
amazing.
It while you can. Oh,
see, but you can
so
go on
good.
A date. I mean, to me, a great date doesn't necessarily involve a fancy dinner. It could be grabbing a coffee and walking around a park together. So you might end up spending $15 max. I think people forget that you, well, maybe some women want that. That was not me. But I mean, it's interesting.
The coffee? You didn't like that?
No. I mean, like people, the women would want some like ritzy dinner. I never really care about that. Yeah. I still don't care about that. Mm-hmm. But the dating scene has just changed. I was looking at these statistics and it's talking about how, you know, people are getting back into the dating pool now. Maybe the Gen Xers who had been married or they were dating somebody long term. It just didn't work out. And anyway, they're getting back into the scene. And now people are going online. The majority of people are finding their future spouses online, which, by the way, is how I found my husband. My husband and I actually met on a dating app, which is not how I wanted to meet him.
Farmer needs a wife.
Yes, yeah, that was exactly a farmer needs a wife. Yep. You know, I had this idea of, oh, I want to have this romantic, you know, I'm going to meet him at church and all these things. And when everything shut down in 2020, that really wasn't an option because my church at the time had shut down and I was getting older and I wanted to start a family. And so I swallowed my pride and finally decided to get on an app. And that was how I met him. And like I said, you look at the statistics and it talks about how 40-some% of people find their spouse online. And then I was also looking, I went down a rabbit hole and it said, which states fall in love the quickest? It says in Missouri, 20% of people say I love you within the first 3 months of dating. I think I was in that camp. We got engaged after 10 and a half months, maybe.
Okay. Kim, I got to imagine if this is going into strange territory, me saying this, please let me know.
Don't be shy.
You were probably, if when you pop up on a dating app and guys see like you up on there, I'm guessing your inbox was flooded. Like people were like, there's sharks out there and there's blood in the water, man. Like it was, they need to act fast. Like it, because I don't know what the dating pool looks like.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like on these apps anymore, but I'm guessing it's a bunch of dudes and probably not a lot of great options for them.
I don't know now. It's been about 5 years or so since I, which is not even that long, but a lot can change in 5 years. My husband thought I was catfishing him. You know what catfishing is? Because at the time I was a TV reporter, and they're thinking, you know, she's not really, that's not really her. So anyway, it was funny.
This is exactly what I'm thinking. It's, they're like, no way.
Right, like she's not messaging me.
So. Yeah. So did he tell that story at the wedding, like you guys are standing up there and you're like, I thought she was catfishing me?
I don't think he did, but plenty of people know that whole story that, you know, he was showing his buddy's pictures and, you know, he's like, yeah, there's no way that this is actually the girl. Of course, nowadays you just Google everybody. But I do feel for people who are in the dating scene right now and trying to navigate this, because I've heard it's slim pickings, and that's for all generations, and especially the parents who have the teenagers who are trying to get into dating now. And they're going online onto these apps, and it's like you want to monitor it, but it's very different. It's not the same as even, you know, when I was dating back in high school, and, you know, the guy shows up and he comes to the door and he meets your parents and he sits down and he chats a little bit. I mean, is that happening anymore for the parents listening out there? Do your kids do that? I'd like to know if that's a thing anymore, because a lot of these relationships, again, they're just starting online, and you might have a long conversation with somebody before you ever meet them.
I like the idea of the dad cleaning the gun when the boy comes by. You know, the old movie
Come here,
scene
son.
Where he's got the cleaning kit out, you know, he's got the towel and he's just kind of fiddling around with it a little bit and has a candid conversation about how he knows how to use it. And you better be home by a certain time. Don't make me come find you kind of conversation. So did your husband talk to your dad and ask for permission before
to marry
marriage?
Me? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that was important to me. But he was going to do it anyway. But, yeah, he went over to their house and had dinner together. And, you know, my dad loves to tell the story about how nervous he was.
I bet. I remember going to talk to my wife's, my now father-in-law. And we had the conversation. He was working at the time. So I drove out to him. We met at a Denny's.
A Denny's. I love it.
Yeah, met at a Denny's. And he probably could figure out what was going on when I said I wanted to meet with him. You know, we were dating for a little bit at that point. And I told him. And you know what his answer was? His answer was, well, she's your problem now.
I'm assuming she knows that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She's your problem. She's your problem now. Oh, thanks.
Is that a blessing? Or so you're saying yes, you would like, you would, you know, it's okay.
I guess she's your problem now.
And the rest is history. You guys have been married for how long now?
Oh, no, I knew you were going to ask that. It's been...
Oh, this is the test.
13 or 14 years this year, I think.
There you go.
I got to... I don't remember. Oh, man. She knows I don't always know these dates. It's okay. It's been a little
somewhere
while.
In that range.
I'll say about 14 years.
We'll go with 14.
Coming up this
year.
She's
not listening right now. She doesn't need to know that you don't remember.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot's changed since then. I mean, but I'll tell you, the traditional way, one that people try to make fun of, like, you know, hey, you don't have to be traditional anymore. I'm telling you, it works. So there's a lot of things, you know, you go and talk to the parents, you ask for permission, you do things proper in a traditional way, and it, I'm telling you, works for anyone listening here.
Yep.
So
wholeheartedly
it's a
agree.
Good path. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.